Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Gabby. How may I assist you?
Okay, is this Selective 20?
Do you have a zip code so that I can locate an account?
Is this Selective 20?
I would have to have an account to be able to assist you.
Okay, you can't tell me what company this is?
I'm a third-party call center.
Okay. Zip code 73449. Hello?
What's the first and last name?
Rodna, R-O-D-N-A, Williams.
Okay, so I'm not finding an account with that name. Give me one. And you said that zip code was 73449?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm not finding anything with that zip code. Give me one moment. Let me try to search by your phone number.
How come the company that I called didn't call me back?
I am calling back. If you requested a call back, I was the one that called you back.
Okay, you said you're a third party company.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Are
so
not
when
the company that I called.
When you call customer support, you get a third party company. You don't call the actual company. You call customer support.
Yeah, customer support is supposed to be for that company. Anyway, I have fraudulent orders. I have people that someone that has made placed my account through this company. It went to this phone number, and I want my money back. That's what I want.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me try to locate an account. Do you have an email associated with an account?
I don't know if the email was put on there or what. I'm not the one that placed the order, hon. So I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. I'm only trying to get an account pulled up so that I can assist you.
Okay. According to my bank, all it says is sale debit. Selected Slimming TR. Phone number 855-981-0107. That's all it shows me.
Yes, ma'am, and that's customer.
There's two different charges on here, and I want my money back on both of them.
Yes, ma'am, but I will first have to have an account so that I can get you pulled up to see what's going on. Could you spell your first name for me?
R-O-D-N-A. Now, it may show up as Raymond Williams.
Is William with an S on the end?
Yes. Because Rodney Williams is the number, is the name that the card is listed as.
Okay. And could you verify the shipping address on the account?
No, because I don't know where it was shipped to. I did not place this order.
Well, could you provide me with your shipping address?
10. Oh, I know what you're going to do. You're going to put my address down there as the one that it was shipped to so that when I file a complaint with my bank.
No, ma'am. I have an account pulled up. I'm just needing you to verify the information so that I can look into the account to see what these charges are.
Okay. My address is 10897 Leavenworth Trail, Mead, M-E-A-D, Oklahoma, 73449.
Okay, thank you for that information. Give me one moment. Let me look over the account. Okay, so it's showing on October 27, where you enter a chance to win a Craftsman's Toolbox, and you pay $5.74. And with that, enrolled you into a membership where each month they would charge your card for $56.95. In addition to that,
ma'am.
They would send you a voucher.
No, ma'am. Okay. That was supposed to be $2, and that was for a chance to win the toolbox. It did say nothing else about any more charges.
Yes, ma'am. That was stated inside the terms and conditions.
Oh, so you've got to sit there and read for an hour and a half before you find out that people are going to start charging your account for stupid shit? Okay, so what other charges are y'all going to be trying to charge me on next? And what was this $56.95 for? What kind of voucher am I supposed to get that I didn't get?
Well, they send a voucher to your email for $125, and you can use that to shop at the online discount store.
Oh, I have to shop at that place. No, ma'am, I don't want it. I want my money back.
Are you wanting to cancel the membership?
I don't have a membership. If this was done falsely and fraudulently, and I want my money back. And
so
I've done heard someone in the background saying they can't refund the money, but that's okay because I'm filing a complaint with the Trade Commission, with the FBI, with and whoever else I can.
What are you talking about, someone in the background?
I heard someone in the background saying they can't refund.
I do work at a call center, so there's other agents on the phone.
Oh, yes, I understand.
And there are different protocols for different matters. So she wasn't referring to you, and I do apologize that you thought she was talking to you.
No, she wasn't referring to me. She was referring to another customer.
About something else?
Probably about the same thing. Okay? I used to work at a call center. And I was customer service, but we didn't steal money from people. I worked for DirecTV, and we didn't steal money from people.
We're a third-party call center, so we don't take any money from you all.
That's all right. I didn't take money from people either, but I helped the company take money from people that ordered DirecTV. Okay? I want my money back. Who did I call to get my money back?
Are you wanting to cancel the membership?
I want my money back because you also caused me a $29.50 overdraft fee. So you owe me another $30.
Give me one moment. Let me see what I can do for you. Okay, so as far as a refund, what I can do is go ahead and issue you a 35% refund, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I want a full refund because, okay, this was done, and it caused me an insufficient fee. Okay, 30% will not cover and prevent the overdraft fee, okay? Because your $56.95 charge overdrafted my account $56.31. I only had 64 cents in my account. I am on a limited income. And I want you to know, this was the only thing. That was a brand new card. A brand new freaking card that I had to go get because someone else did the same damn thing. Because I went to a damn snack shop at a hospital. Because my father-in-law has cancer. I want my money back so I can prevent that $30. I don't want part of it. I want all of it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a 50% refund for $28.48, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
No, ma'am. I want all of my money back. I want all of the 56, and I want it back.
Yes, ma'am. So the most that I would be able to issue you back would be the 50% refund for $28.48.
No, that won't even cover the insufficient fee. No, ma'am. That's not good enough. And trust me, I will put this on Facebook and let everybody know if I don't get my money back.
Yes, ma'am. So the most that I would be able to do for you is give you a 50% refund for $28.48, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, and cancel my damn membership.
Okay, give me one moment while I go ahead and get that process for you.
And this is how they get your money. That deal that you had me give you my card number for was a damn membership. That's why there's another $56. That's what that was.
Let's post Captain Clark before that happens
because I accepted, because I told the man, okay, I admit I was wrong, and I accepted that, and she's recording all this. I want you to know that. I went ahead and accepted that $5.74 charge and let it ride. They went ahead and let this ride too. Let it go. So now I got the $30 overdraft.
We called the judge. The judge took out the other $5. We bought the credit card to cancel that card. That could have been able to make another draw.
Exactly.
So I went ahead and got that cancellation process for you, and give me one moment
I can hear that smile. That's okay. Get it completely stuck, because I guarantee it, this card won't be any good after today. I promise you that. There won't be another charge from you, and I will put it on Facebook that your company is frauding people. Because you certainly don't make it easily to be seen that you're going to charge them.
Okay, so I went ahead and got that process for you, and that will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Cancel my damn membership. And, honey, I hope you tell, and I want you to put this on your whatever form you have to fill out, that I said.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yes, I'm trying to tell you that. I want you to put to your above people, to the people that are above you, that I hope they choke on their turkey dinner.